podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
I'm Mr. Faggot. You put your balls in my mouth.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound,
I've seen things, I've seen them with my eyes.
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody. Episode 112. Here we are.
Something hell.
Can't rhyme that one, bitches.
Shelf. The Tancast you take off the shelf? No, the Tancast you shelf.
We'll see you in hell.
Helve?
Hell? 112. And that's swell. 112. Ring a bell.
Well, while Dr. Seuss and his apprentice work on that, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'll come up with a rhyme.
He does it all the time.
Oh, look at Noah go.
Really? That would you
yes.
make fun of them?
It's one of many things I'll make fun of. I don't want to give you the false impression. I'm going to stop there.
All right, number three.
I got to go pee. No, not really. This is Noah. There you go.
The quiet talker.
The pickles. On a warm summer's evening, I met up with the mumbler, and this is what he said. He said... My name's Noah. So, shall we kick off the tan laughs?
Why not? Let's do it.
It's jokes, and then jokes, we need them on our show. Send them to mom at tancast.com. Just make sure that they don't blow. Tan laughs!
All right. So, this tan laugh was sent to us by... No, not by a burp. By Hale, Tancast's number one Mousetalgia fan, which I think is a funny distinction.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think Mousetalgia referenced us on their latest episode. I'm not sure. Kristen said she was listening to a podcast that shall not be named where three grown men were talking about how they were on the Disney's California Adventure Ferris wheel. The sliding ones, and two of them scream like girls.
Yep, that's us. I called it.
I may be misquoting it.
You piece of shit.
But I think that was a shout-out to Tancast, but because they're a decent podcast, they can't actually say our name. We're like the Voldemort of podcasts.
Can you ask that in the future they reference us as the podcast that shall not be named?
Done.
Thank you.
But anyway, this Tan Laugh is not from... Mousetalgia, specifically from Hale, Tancast, number one Mousetalgia fan. And I guess he got it. I'm not really clear on this story. I don't know if you guys both got this, but his family went to Goodwill, and he found a soundtrack to Cirque du Soleil, Delirium, on the CD rack. And so he liked the show, so he bought the CD, and he opened it. He uploaded it into his iTunes. No, he went to upload it into his iTunes, opened up the case. Inside, I found someone's stupid mix CD of 80s rock music. Pasted to it was with a label... Fuck me. Pasted to it was a label with the names of the songs, as well as the following written in word art. And here's the joke. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
He was fucking Tim's mother.
He died. Why did the other monkey fall out of the tree?
It was tied to the first monkey.
Close. He was stapled to the first monkey. I have to say, that was a joke, the first part anyway, was a joke that Andy's ex-girlfriend from high school told me, and I lost my shit.
The just why the he died part? Tree.
The way she said it, because he was dead. We had been doing jokes back and forth, and I think they'd all been long and drawn out, and so that was her joke. And like, I was expecting some big answer, because he was dead. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. And I don't know, it just made me laugh a lot.
That's how it goes.
Yep. That's my fond memory of Andy's ex-girlfriend.
I'm glad one of us has one.
That and the time I was fucking her when Andy was out of town.
Boom!
Biggity bang!
I'm glad one of us was fucking her.
None of us was fucking her.
I fucked her.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, before I even knew you guys, I fucked the shit out. I grabbed onto those big ears and held on.
I remember fondly that one time that she touched my pee-pee and it wasn't on accident. Mm. Good times.
Well, I'm spent. Who's next? Whoops.
I'll go.
You go.
And I've got two. This one is sent to us by Bob. A little boy got on the bus, sat next to a man reading a book, and noticed he had his collar on backwards. The little boy asked why he wore his collar backwards. The man, who was a priest, said, "Well, I'm a father." The little boy replied, "My daddy doesn't wear a collar like that." The priest looked up from his book and answered, "I'm the father of many." The boy said, "My daddy has 4 boys, 4 girls, and 2 grandchildren, and he doesn't wear his collar like that." The priest, getting impatient, said, "I'm the father of hundreds," and then went back to reading his book. The little boy sat quietly thinking for a while, then leaned over and said, "Maybe you should put your pants on backwards instead of your collar."
Well, you missed the part.
No, I punched it up, and you can suck it.
All right.
And this one is sent in by my wife, Tancast's number one wife fan, I think.
Has she called herself that on the forum?
No.
I mean, forum, whatever the website, tancast.com?
The comments? I don't believe that she has.
Well, she needs to fucking get on that shit.
Yep.
And tweet occasionally.
What does a frog give a car?
I don't know.
A jump start.
Mm-hmm.
That joke is brought to you by one of my son's shirts. And for the longest time, we noticed that the punchline was on the back, the stitching was a little bit fucked up. So the shirt looks like it's saying, "What does a frog give a cat?" We kept turning him over and over. What does a frog give a cat? A jump start. That makes no sense.
Should have been, "What does a frog give a monkey?" Hours and hours of pleasure.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Monkey rape is the best rape there is.
The world's first fleshy fleshlight.
I got some laughs for you.
Do it.
Get on it.
Wait, let me get back to it. This one's sent by Todd with 2 D's. And this one was just sent just to me, just so you know.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Noah.
Noah who?
Noah who?
Noah, good place to get a burger, because I'm hungry.
Random?
I'm hungry. 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 And then he had a Yo Mama joke. Yo Mama is so stupid, she was on the corner giving out potato chips yelling, "Free Lays!" And then she was like, "Hide your kids, hide your wife." I added that last part.
Oh, yes. Hello to any listeners who stuck around after last week's episode, which really spiked our downloads, I think, because it was titled a verse from that remix of that song. I've seen things, I've seen them with my eyes. Or that, whatever, that rant.
Oh, so you think people are like looking for it and like, "Oh, what's this?"
I imagine we don't get that many downloads in a week. Actually, we don't get that many downloads in a couple weeks for a single episode, so... I have a feeling people are like, "Oh, this must be the remix of the song. Wow, it must be the super remix. It's over an hour." I can't wait to listen to that dude on autotune for over an hour.
Fucking, this is the mega super duper mix.
And like every week, there we go, handing out disappointment.
Yay!
We're like the world's worst Santa Claus. "Hey, Timmy, I heard that you wanted a bike. Well, here's a swift kick in your balls."
Oh!
That hurts.
That's not what I wanted at all.
That is, in fact, nothing at all like what I wanted. I wanted something I could ride, and instead you gave me pain in the balls.
Here's something I wanted. If listeners, long-time listeners will remember, something I asked for a long time ago. I asked scientists to work on it. Apparently they're listening to Tancast and getting shit done over in Germany. I've seen things, I've seen them
with my eyes, that's awesome. But can
those
you just poo directly into the car tank?
I don't know.
I'm going to
speed
read
you. Don't know,
here.
It's a car that runs on shit. Finally!
Human shit?
It just says sewage.
Hmm. Interesting.
70 households worth of human waste is enough to power the vehicle for a year.
70 households?
70 households.
I don't know what kind of households you're thinking of, like just me and someone
else.
Okay,
so it doesn't run directly on shit. It runs on methane, and that methane is produced from the sewage.
Same diff.
Well, you can't just, like, shit directly into it, into the tank and go.
That title's a little misleading, my friend.
Well, it doesn't say it runs on shit.
It says poo-powered VW Beetle. That's, I don't know why I produced Beetle, pronounced Beetle quite like that. It may have something to do with my incredible lack of sleep. I just played that back in my head. I'm like, no, Andy, that's not right at all. That's not how the word goes.
That's not right, baby. Uh-oh.
Beetle.
Beetle Bailey. Are you going to get one, Tim?
Yeah, tomorrow. it's a prototype that's not even available in this country.
Yeah, so? You might got some connections. You're a baller.
But Tim's going to get
connections.
You can call Conan, but yo, Conan, hook me up.
Conan?
Yeah, Conan O'Brien.
For some reason, Conan O'Brien has sway with the VW people. He can't even stay on NBC.
But he's got sway with the VW people. They like him.
And now he's on TBS, and TBS calls itself very funny. Therefore, Conan is very funny by association.
I think TBS... No, I can't remember if it is or not. my year of free HBO ran out, so I was canceling my HBO today, and I was also, like, my year introductory price on whatever cable package I have was also up, so I was going to downgrade to the basic version of what I have, and fuck, they take away a lot of shit when you downgrade.
So did you give up the DVR, too?
No, I'm still got the DVR.
Okay.
However, if I decided they decided to cut me a deal for 6 months, and also cut me a deal on my phone for a year, so that I'm paying less. I'm paying, you know, around what I want to pay. So when I finally 6 months from now, when I finally do downgrade, I'm not gonna get VH1, MTV, TNT, I think.
TNT. Wow. TNT.
FX, I don't think. Like all the shit. I'm like, really? It's bullshit.
Bullshit. That's how they get you, motherfucker. They fucking rape you.
So I have 6 months to figure out whether AT&T UVerse or Dish Network or DirecTV is my way to go for visual entertainment.
Well, I think they're all probably... Well, you know, you could just keep moving from one person, one thing to another, getting different deals. Because I think...
They're all very mouth-rapey.
Did you say mouth-rapey?
Yes.
For a second, I thought you said mouth-rapey. I was like, what the hell is mouth-rapey?
Some fucking Harry Potter shit.
Fucking Google it.
although, UVerse, I'm kind of interested because they say you can record like fucking six things at once. I was like, holy shit, I want to do that.
My brother has UVerse, and I think he only had like three things.
Well,
three things or four things.
I don't know. That's what they say in the commercial, but sometimes they say in the commercial, like, this is the best possible package you could get. You know what I mean? Like, if you paid all the shit little money, here's what you would get. When you call in, like, I want to record six things. Oh, okay, that'll be $1,000. Oh, fuck that. So.
I mean, granted, this is what the commercials are supposed to do, but they always portray cable as having the highest prices. And so I'm wondering if I switch, if I could get a lower price.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, maybe.
It's definitely worth looking into.
I used to love all the cable commercials that are like, yeah, but, you know, at least you don't have, a windstorm or tree branches blocking out your satellite signal and making your signal all fucked up. Meanwhile, Comcast like fucking drops scenes all the time. Just goes pixelated, disappears.
I don't. It would just go bad for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no weather. There's just fuck you. That's what there is.
There's pay us. Okay, we're paying you now. Fix this. No. No, you just pay us. Read your contract. You give us money, and we give you warm shit.
When I went to cancel, he was like, so what channels do you watch? I was like, it doesn't matter, dude. I'm more about saving money than I am watching television. So I will learn to watch whatever is on the shitty channels.
They always want to like try to sell you on something. What about this?
Yeah. It's like they're like, well, we're still going to give you half off on HBO. So, I mean, there's a deal there. I said, I didn't want HBO to begin with. They gave it to me for free. I didn't even know it until I was getting it. He's like, oh, so you don't want it? Yeah, genius. That's what I was meaning. I don't know how I lost you there when I said, please take off HBO.
That's what these words mean.
I hope this recorded. At the very beginning, they go, these calls may be monitored for quality assurance. Or monitored or recorded for quality assurance. And I went, quality. Comcast, you're so funny.
You're quality. Right, Mr. Comcast.
And service. Stop it. You're too much.
Actually, I did have a problem with Comcast, although it fixed itself. For some reason, I couldn't fucking get to Yahoo.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
It was very odd. I was like, wait, why can't I get to, like, how? And I was looking on Twitter and, like, the news. I'm like, all right, no one's reporting that Yahoo is down. It must be just me. So I went on 3G on my phone, my cell phone, and I went to Yahoo. I'm like, okay, it works fucking here. So obviously Comcast fucked up. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that works. Although, I will say, I do use a different DNS, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it as well.
Well, yeah, if your DNS was fucked up, that would do it. You know, there's a website called downforeveryoneorjustme.com, right?
I've seen things, I've seen them with my eyes.
Yeah, and it was just me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I figured the rest of your story kind of indicated.
But I think I told you about that website. Or maybe not.
Yeah, well, you said it on Tancast a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, Noah.
I'm aware of this website. It's
you
just
win
wonderful.
One internet.
Sweet. So, yeah. But for the most part, I would say I haven't had a lot of trouble with Comcast. I just avoid calling them, if possible.
You know, now they have a thing where, like, for your like, it looks like you're going to have a wait of about, you know, blank minutes. For your convenience, we can call you back when that wait time is over, and you don't have to wait on hold. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that happens exactly as succinctly as possible.
Did you try it?
Nope.
I'd be curious.
My wait time wasn't that long. It was like 3 minutes, and it didn't end up being 3 minutes, which is kind of what I figured. I'm like, if they tell me 3 to 6 minutes, they're going to wait till 6 minutes to call me back. If I wait on the line, I'll get it probably sooner, and I was right.
Oh, look, Mr. Dim, you're so right. You're so right.
That's right. I'll outsmart you, Comcast.
Almost sounded like you said Comcast.
It really come, did.
Come catch your cast.
I would like Verizon Fios, but I don't think I'm ever going to get it. Well, at least not for a while.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. What's Verizon Fios, and why do you want it?
It's fiber to the home.
It's super fast. It's fast like a NASCAR, fast car.
I see.
That's it. Just fast.
Super fast.
And I think it may be faster than Comcast, but for about the same price, like the different tiers.
It is faster than Comcast.
See, there you go. Nothing's faster than Comcast except failure.
And I think they have faster upload speeds as well. Is that correct, Andy?
Yes, I believe so.
Jesus. Sorry, I scared myself.
Comcast?
Did you just say Jesus?
Yeah, he did.
I opened a webpage and it made like a loud noise. I was like, ah, what the fuck? What the fuck? Anyways, go ahead, Andy.
Ah, speaking of Jesus, as we were driving home today, there's just a huge sign on the side of the freeway. And I can't remember the exact verbiage, but it's something like I'm calling upon Jesus, or we are calling upon Jesus to return and save this doomed earth immediately, or something like that. But it was really forceful, and like you could tell Jesus what to do.
I tell Jesus what to do all the time. I'm like, Jesus, go fuck yourself.
I know there are religions out there that have this idea of, like, you do things or you sacrifice things or whatever, and it, like, gives you control over the deities or certain spirits of nature or whatever to get shit done for you. But this was, like it seemed, like, really pushy. Like, fucking Jesus, you get your ass back here because I said so.
Jesus, get your bitch ass back in the kitchen. Make me some pie.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you gotta do. You gotta show Jesus who's boss. You gotta have a strong pimp hand.
Well,
Jesus.
Obviously, you two haven't been to church in a while. That's how a lot of prayers go. Jesus, get your ass into the kitchen and make me some pie.
Make me some pie.
That was the congregation repeating.
Ah, yes.
None of that strawberry shit.
Bing. Seriously, strawberry pie. Can't stand it.
Way to take a fucking stand in life, Andy.
Oh, yeah. I
am saying no strawberry pie!
You know what's disgusting? Fucking wheat pie. Don't ever eat that shit.
Did you say wheat?
Wheat pie?
Wheat pie. Someone
Wait,
bought, yeah,
so wheat is the main ingredient, or they made the crust out of wheat instead of whatever they normally do?
No, like, wheat is the main ingredient, and it tastes like cat piss.
What the fuck? Like, not like instead of apple is what you're saying?
Yeah, like, it looks
Jesus
like a...
God!
Like a pumpkin pie, you know... Where it's all gelatinous.
Isn't
whatever.
That just a mass of grains?
No, like I said, it looks like a pumpkin pie, like that type of texture, but it tastes fucking disgusting.
How can that be? It's wheat.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't fucking ask all the questions. I was like, that tastes disgusting. I threw the rest away.
I would have been asking all sorts of questions, like who made the deal with the devil that resulted in this abomination unto the Lord.
And I think the person who let me eat it knew it fucking tasted shitty and they just wanted to see my reaction. That's fucked up. But I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Have you ever had mock apple pie?
No.
That's where you take a bite of the apple pie and it goes, you're not where you want to be in life.
Your penis is awfully small, Andy.
That's every piece of pie that Andy eats.
Yeah.
That's why he's eating the pie. It's like, stop saying that.
I have to stop them. If I eat them, they can't talk.
Mock apple pie is made from crackers.
Like, white there's people? No apples in it?
Yeah, that's why it's mock apple pie. It's not a real apple pie.
Why the fuck would you do that? Why don't you just call it fucking cracker pie?
I guess...
Yeah, exactly.
I guess a long time ago, like, apples were scarce or expensive or whatever. So people came up with this mock apple pie that had, I don't know, maybe apple juice or something like that. And, like, these crackers are mushed to seem like the apples or whatever. I've had mock apple pie before. It's horrible.
Now, if they just gave you the pie and didn't tell you it was mock apple pie, would it have been any better?
No. I bit into it and went, there's something wrong with this apple pie. They're like, yeah, it's because it's mock apple pie. I'm like, yeah, it's not going to be a mock foot up your ass. That's one of those tales of human ingenuity that just should never have happened.
It's odd to me that you can put mayonnaise in a cake.
Well, I mean, I guess it's... It's
well,
egg
I like
and oil.
To put mayonnaise in a cake.
I know the reasoning behind it, but it just sounds disgusting to me. And you can even put applesauce in pudding or brownies. Brownies. It was brownies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I put my applesauce in your brownie.
I've had that before. It's actually pretty good. I mean, it seems weird, but...
And to be fair, I don't think I've ever had a mayonnaise cake, so it might be delicious.
I think it is. I may have.
You know what would be disgusting? A fucking Miracle Whip cake.
It'd be tangier and like all up in your face and shit.
Miracle Whip does not know how to tone it down.
Nope.
Is that a Doug Benson joke?
Stephen Colbert / Tim Henson Distorted View.
Okay.
Distorted View have been railing on that fucking commercial for a while, and then Colbert Report did something on it, and then Miracle Whip decided to advertise on his show after he made fun of it.
Nice.
With special commercials made to counteract what he'd made fun of.
And he created counter commercials espousing how much better mayonnaise was or how great mayonnaise
was. That was how he made fun of the ad in the first place. He made commercials for mayonnaise and how awesome it was, but in the same style. Like, just over the top, like, fuck yeah, it's mayonnaise! Just eat some, pussy! Or something like that.
Mayonnaise! Fuck yeah! Shit in your mouth and brick in your face. I don't know.
Shit in your mouth and brick in your face?
That's right.
That'll be the day when that is actual advertising.
That day's not far off, my friend.
Mayonnaise tastes like someone shit in my mouth. Wonderful. Anyways, go ahead, Tim.
Speaking of advertising, I don't know if they're advertising this yet or if it'll even make it, but... I know you guys don't look at the official TanCast Facebook page.
I've seen things, I've seen them with my eyes.
There's one link. But Brian posted this. Was it Brian? Let me double check. Yeah, Brian. Okay. There's a Y in it. Always throws me off. He posted this link.
I've seen things, I've seen them with my eyes.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, not feeling they have done enough with the double down, are now doing a fried chicken skin sandwich. No chicken. Just the skin. 5 layers of chicken skin. 2 types of cheese. Bacon on a bun. Now what do you got to say?
I'm not going to try that.
What?
Oh.
That is like the worst part of the chicken for you.
Oh.
But it's the best tasting part of the chicken.
Oh, that looks disgusting.
Oh, that's...
It looks delicious. Why does everyone mispronounce delicious?
Is that real or is that a joke?
It's real. It's only in certain test markets right now, though.
There's no way they call it the skin witch. Really? Are you sure this is a joke where someone just took the chicken from and just made it up?
I can't be certain, but...
It looks like a KFC bun.
Well, right, but you could easily get, like, the double down, get some chicken, and just peel the chicken off and make a sandwich.
That could just be its marketing name. Like, they could,
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It just seems disgusting and such an odd, unappealing name. The skin witch. I wouldn't want to eat anything called the skin witch. It makes me think of people's skin.
Huh.
So I take it you will be trying it, Tim?
If it ever gets around to an area I'm at, I will give it a shot.
You'll have to let me know how it is.
Oh, man. I mean, pork rinds already kind of turned my stomach.
Lately, there's been a couple places I've been going too far with the fast food that I'm like, no, I'm not going to try that. Like, was it Carl's Jr. that was trying out the foot-long burger?
Yes.
Oh, that just sounds disgusting.
Oh, wait. Oh, I found a site that said that claims that it's fake, but it doesn't give any more information about why it's fake.
Well, I mean, someone's always going to say it's fake. I mean, they gave specific examples. I mean, I guess if you really want to know, you could try to call them up.
KFC, I know you're listening to this.
But like, hey, or just tweet them, hey, KFC, are you really have a skin witch?
Oh, let's look up skin witch on Twitter and see if anyone else has tweeted about it.
Good old Twitter. So while Tim's doing that, you think people are interested in hearing about my projector?
I'm interested.
All right.
I might have been interested in hearing whatever you said after "are you interested in," but I couldn't hear you.
My projector.
Hearing about a projector.
Oh, go for it.
I have a projector. No, so it's been a dream. It's been a dream since I've been a little boy. Well, how did that go, Tim? What did you used to say?
It has been in my dreams ever since I was a small child. That is from the movie Everest in IMAX. One of the Sherpas said it on his when he was talking about, I guess his dad was one of the Sherpas that helped the first person who climbed it. And so, whatever. He says that in one of the things, and it's always stuck with me. And now whenever I climb stairs, and it's taken a while, I usually say that. It's been in my dreams ever since I was a small child to get to the top.
Yes, there's been a period of time where you say it a lot. I think even when we were just walking along the sidewalk.
No, that wouldn't make any sense, Noah. There had to be some sort of incline.
Maybe it was a slight incline.
Or like, snow.
Anyways, so for a long time, I've wanted a home theater of sorts. I mean, eventually I would like a real home theater, like dedicated room, you know, dressed up to look like home theater. That is my ultimate goal. But for the time being, I got a surround sound system, a 100-inch diagonal 16x9 projector screen, and I got a 1080p projector. And it is beautiful. I like it a lot. I've been watching movies with Stephanie and playing video games on it, and it looks really nice. I haven't even calibrated it yet, so that's something I have to do. And I have to calibrate the sound system, surround sound system. And I put the projector in my closet, and the shelf that was on was kind of short, so the back was pretty close to the wall. So I bought a piece of wood from Home Depot to put in there so I can have the projector sit forward a little bit more and not be so close to the back wall.
Yeah, because you certainly don't want that shit to overheat.
Oh, son of a bitch.
What?
Okay, so if you look down at the bottom of that KFC thing, on the bottom there's specific places where it's, they list place test stores.
Okay, yeah.
Ecaf, Maine is fake, misspelled. Tishhulb, Oklahoma is bullshit. And Eritas, California is satire.
And Tim fell for it.
Yes, son of a bitch.
Oh, and
not
the link
fell for it. I was excited about it. Want it.
The link goes to The Onion.
The link to what?
There's a link that says, let us know if you find one of these sandwich unicorns. We're working on an interactive Google Map app to track the new sightings, so watch for that soon. You click on the link for the app, takes you to The Onion website.
Colbert Boulevard, Dent Street, corner of 3rd and Twain.
New high viscosity mayonnaise to aid in American swallowing. Oh, Onion, you're funny. Well, Tim,
damn it,
you can make it yourself, actually.
That's a lot of work, dude. You got to fry chicken and then the skin?
You buy the fried chicken and just put off the skin.
But then I got a bunch of wasted chicken.
Well, you eat the chicken.
That's a lot of food.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for finally seeing reason.
I still think you can do it yourself if you really want it, but...
Yeah, I can. I can do a lot of things myself. I'm not going to. I could make a boat.
Why don't you make a boat?
Because I have no desire to.
Then you can be on it. Sing a song about it.
And then you'd be rich, bitch. What do you got to say to that, homeboy?
Why would I be rich? Because I had a boat.
Boat is the first step. Second step, then profit.
Oh, did you guys watch the Hasselhoff roast last night?
No, but I heard there's a clip posted somewhere. I haven't watched it yet. Was
got
it pretty good?
TiVo'd.
It was all right. It wasn't anything great. The best line I thought of the night, you know, Seth MacFarlane was hosting it, right? The guy who created Family Guy, for those who may not know. There were a couple shots at him throughout the night, but like, you know, give it up for not Trey Parker, you know, stuff like that. The best one, though, Gilbert Godfrey got up and goes, "Give it up for Seth MacFarlane. It must be really hard for him to host this roast because The Simpsons didn't do it first."
Nice.
"It's so difficult for Seth MacFarlane to wipe his ass because The Simpsons never did it on an episode. So he just has all this large quantities of encrusted feces on his asshole because The Simpsons won't wipe their ass." Whew, that made me laugh a lot.
Nice.
The fuck? Someone's like hammering something to death. I think they're fucking stringing up the Messiah downstairs.
Well, go down and save him. I'm sure he'll be really happy.
Fuck. Imagine your position in the Bible if you were the one who saved Jesus.
Oh,
that'd be sweet.
They would just talk about you forever.
Like if you go back in time and rescue Jesus and you go forward in time and read about yourself in the Bible.
Isn't that the plot of Hamlet too?
Is it?
Well, there was a time machine, and Hamlet went back
and
got Jesus. Yeah, actually, we've owned it.
Well, then
it
you would know if that's the plot of Hamlet 2, and stop making me guess. Is that the plot or isn't it? Jesus Christ, dude.
It's ambiguous. Like, it doesn't, like, the movie Hamlet 2 doesn't necessarily contain the entirety of the play Hamlet 2 that exists within the movie.
You're full of shit.
And it's just, like, snippets of the play. And you kind of get the sense that there's an overarching idea behind it. But, like, at one point, like, Einstein's just there singing about being raped in the face.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Yes. Sorry. Retroactive spoiler alert.
That's a spoiler?
That was funny.
You know, spoils a joke in the movie. Then again, I think the movie came out, like, 3 years ago, so fuck you. Should have got on it. I owned that movie for, like, a year and a half and finally told my wife, "Hey, you got me this movie a long time ago. Should we go ahead and put it in the DVD player and watch it?"
I believe it came out the same year as Tropic Thunder.
I think you're right.
And Dark Knight.
Probably didn't do as well.
And Iron Man. That's all I got. What did you say, Noah?
I said probably didn't do as well.
Oh, came out in 2008.
No, probably as any of those.
I just like Tim's like, "Have you seen it?" I said, "What the fuck did I see before?"
Isn't that the plot of the movie I've seen and you haven't?
Tim, you're so funny. Oof, I'm getting hungry.
I'm fucking sleepy.
Why don't you eat my dick? Oh,
I want
shit.
A snack. I mean, I want a meal, not a snack.
Then the meal is coming. Coming in your mouth.
My day started in a different time zone, in a different state. Did I say my meal?
No, you said your day.
My day? Oh, good.
So did you go to work today?
Yeah. It's been a long day.
So did your wife go with you to work?
No, I dropped her off at home and then went to work.
Why didn't you just come home before? Why'd you stay the night then?
We stayed the night to have breakfast with my brother in Tennessee in a different time zone.
So Andy's brother came out to visit him.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
Andy's brother came out. Andy forced himself upon him.
Yes. Essentially.
He raped him. Raped his ears.
I called him.
And that's why this episode is out late, because Jackass decided to do it on Tancast Day at the very last second.
Well, I wouldn't say the last second. It was a different day on the calendar. It was just late on that day on the calendar.
Yeah, that makes it better.
So he was 3 hours away from you? 3 hours-ish,
yep,
whatever.
About 3 hours.
Okay.
But 2 hours if you count the fact that when you got there, it was an hour earlier.
Yep. Or 4 hours coming back.
It's not too bad.
Have we blown your minds yet?
My mind is blown, baby, blown.
On the way there, we stopped about halfway. Let Junior get out, stretch his legs. Immediately, as soon as we let him out of the car, he started running for the closest road. It's like, Jesus.
He wants to end it all.
Yeah.
He's like, "I've had enough of these two motherfuckers." Every day, cats. I'm trying to just kick my feet in peace. He won't stop fucking telling people about it. Like, "I'm just kicking my feet, Dad! Let it go!"
Tim, I think you're the one that needs to let it go.
Roads are like magnets, little kids.
And today we did it all, because I had a important meeting to get to. So we did it all just straight. Just went all the way, 3 hours, no stopping. Didn't stop for gas, didn't stop for food, didn't stop to stretch the legs, nothing. And he was so good until about 45 minutes from home. And that last 45 minutes seemed to last longer than the rest of the trip.
Was he crying like a little baby, like a little bitch?
Like, he'd just... Sometimes he'd scream. It was like he was trying to get attention. It's like he'd scream at us, then he'd be like, "Hi, hi, 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 hi."
So why didn't your wife pay him some attention? She's not driving.
She did pay him attention. Then
he
just got louder.
From
like
you?
As soon as she was turning around facing him, he's like, "All right, I have a list of grievances, and since I don't speak English, murder!"
Nice.
I don't know if I like your kid.
Oh, what are you going to say that, Andy?
Doesn't seem like a good fellow to be around.
Some days I don't like him as much either.
I mean, you know, you only have the DNA you have to work with.
Yep.
So half of it's yours, so he's sort of fucked already.
Yeah, half fucked.
Boom! That's insults! That's lots of insult! That's insulting you and your child! Now what?
I don't know.
The ball's in your court, faggot!
He'll just wait for you to have a child.
Yeah, but I'm white. You know, I just drop it. Double dribble.
Travel. What?
He's saying you can't play
basketball. Oh, the ball's in your court.
Yeah, Woo. That's right.
Although, isn't that a tennis reference? No.
I told my wife that you were hanging out with your brother, and for some reason she heard that you were hanging out with Van from Netcot. And I was like, yeah, he decided to fucking blow off Tancast and drive 3 hours to, hey, wife is home, just as I say that.
Kick his ass, CBS.
My wife is awesome. Just thought I'd mention that.
I'm going to text her
right
now.
Thank you all for listening to the last Tancast ever.
And then that's why I told my wife, you're the smartest girl ever.
She can't hear you, Noah, but that would have been a good thing for me to say.
I know she can't hear me.
Enough with the hammering. Jesus Christ.
A hammer in the morning. Wait, how's the song? If I had a hammer, I would hammer in the morning.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer all through Tancast is apparently what my downstairs neighbors are thinking.
I'd
I'm
going to
start jumping up and down.
Morning.
See what they think about that.
I'd hammer in the
evening. You should just yell at your What?
My wife opened the door when she heard me talking about her and then left it open. And then once Tancast continued on, she's like, oh, Jesus, and closed the door.
I want to hear what you're saying about me. Wait, never mind.
Like, well, no, she just wanted to be like, ha, I'm home and I can hear you. And she's like, well, but I don't need to hear you any more than I have to.
It's like, God, the yammering. Oh, my God.
I made sure that Tancast was not in our marriage vows, so I don't have to put up with this bullshit.
So that was really nice to see my brother. The drive was fairly pleasant, you know.
And what was he doing in town-ish?
Thinking about moving there.
Really?
Yeah. Like, seriously, about moving there.
Like, just to be closer to you, or...?
His wife's family, like, her mom has a bunch of family in there, in that area. And, some old family friends and whatever in that area.
Fuck that.
And they've been wanting to get out of California for a while.
Really?
Yep.
Who wants to get out of California?
People for whom California is too liberal. People for whom California is quite expensive.
Oh, well then good. Please leave.
All right, bye, Tim.
California's not too liberal for me.
Too expensive.
People who want to raise their kids in a, smaller city. Not the most populous state in the nation.
But don't they live
there
in a small city?
There are plenty of small cities in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, the small city that
they all voted yes on Prop 8. You can move to one of those. You will find they probably have similar political ideals to you as well. That's right. I just tarred all Republicans with a very wide brush. Deal with it.
Yep. You turn them into tar babies.
I'm not a political correspondent. I have no obligation to the public discourse. I talk about poop jokes 4 minutes ago, so you can deal with it.
Take that, America.
Yeah, so I don't really care what the reasons are. The short version is, if this happens, my brother will be a lot closer.
I like your brother. I'm sad he'll be leaving.
You never see him.
That's true. But just the fact that I could.
All right. Now you could just drive over right now. Why don't you go see him right now, Tim?
Because he's leaving. Fuck him. He's dead to me.
Well, he's also still in Tennessee, so.
Go see him,
Tim. Gotta wait a couple of days.
I ain't waiting. Fuck it. He's dead to me.
Yeah, so he was actually going to talk to a guy today about the possibility of working for them. So then it's just all about
figuring out. Is he going to be continuing in the job that he has now?
Yes.
Or will he... Okay.
Yep.
Try to keep it vague.
That is a good job.
Yeah, and he's kind of good at it. So the guy that he was going to talk to was eager to talk to him.
I bet he was.
Oh, yeah. A little eager beaver.
Well, he's the best fluffer in the industry.
Huge meat. So.
You say huge meat?
Yes.
Have you played with your brother's cock?
Eager to talk to my brother.
Have you played with your brother's junk? I bet you have.
Yeah, he got all the height and the length in the family.
And you got fat.
I got all the fat.
He also got all the actual humor in the family. Like, if this were Tncast, it would be a third funnier.
Fucking what are you doing in my yard, crows? It's like three codes, crows just in my yard.
Is that code for black people?
No, it's code for black birds.
Because it was in old Disney movies, like Dumbo.
No. I don't know. They could be black.
They weren't necessarily supposed to be black.
Really?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
I'm like, wait, listen to the whisper.
Yeah.
Let the whisper make it through the Comcast shit delay.
Yeah, well, it's not just the Comcast shit delay. It's the, I'm on, for a variety of reasons, very little sleep. delay.
You and your fucking sleep whining. Jesus, God.
Kiss my ass.
I shall not, because you'll give me some excuse about why your ass is sleepy, and I can't kiss it just yet.
I don't want to go to your young adult's barbecue potluck. We barely talked in high school. I don't give a shit.
For those of you playing at home, Noah has decided to just do other shit.
Noah's on to Facebook, which is not even something we can link you to.
I got a notice on my iPhone. Someone's like, come to my young adult's barbecue potluck. I'm like, no thanks.
Now, speaking of which, I got a new phone. It's not an iPhone, but it's not the shit phone I used to have.
Yay!
For instance, you can hear me when I talk. So
yay!
That's a nice feature.
That's the a old fucking phone shitty did not feature. Have.
So you know Noah's full of shit because he comes back every week to hear more of me and Andy talking.
Mm-hmm. Noah loves us.
Nah, I just tune in.
Or Noah just really does not have a you know, any better offers.
I got nothing better to do. I got nowhere else to go. Where's that from? I never
that
learned
be
to read.
An Officer and a Gentleman, which filmed in this lovely town of Port Townsend, Washington.
I got nowhere else to go.
Pussy.
Speaking of Washington, I don't know my mother's address.
You're a horrible
son. I'll give
son.
It to you.
It's hard to send a birthday card to somebody whose address you don't know.
Fucking Bill.
I mean, I know the house by sight. It's kind of hard to remember when I don't have a boner.
Fucking the whole fucking town could give you a house. All the men, at least.
And some of the women. Let's be fair.
Yeah, so my brother was like, hey, does anybody know mom's address? Nope. Is that because she's a huge fucking whore? Yep. You're just going to wash your hands of her? Well, somebody's got to wash.
Oh, wait. You mean to tell me your mother didn't give you her address? Like, I'm moving, and this will be the last you hear of me.
Fucking, if you, would you tell Andy where you lived?
Well, technically speaking, I haven't.
There you go.
Yeah, I think my mom's moved on with her life.
As well she should.
Yeah.
She's got attractive children now.
Son, I would like you to meet my new family. This is Upgrade and Upgrade.
This is my family 2.0.
This is family without failure.
Oh, Andy's not a failure.
You're right. I'm a failure.
No, you're not
a
failure.
I was projecting.
You're doing it.
I'm not doing it.
You're doing it.
I did a gig where I made $3 more than gas.
Wait, didn't you do... What was that weird gig I saw where it's like a bunch of people standing in a warehouse?
That was just like a mixer thing. It was more just like a chance to meet people.
Oh, okay. That's what I kind of thought, because I'm like, this does not look like a normal gig.
No, but it was actually a better than the gig I had done earlier that week. But this gig like was all the way down in Carlsbad, which is where I was driving when Andy told me that we weren't doing Tancast. I'm like, oh, I don't have really time to respond to you right now.
You had time to respond in all caps.
That was at a stoplight. And then after that, I was driving. I was like, well, fuck it. He can figure it out.
So you drove all the way to San Diego and made $3 more than gas?
But yeah, well, I had planned on selling CDs after my show, or I mean after my set, because I figured I could probably sell a few and then I would make, you know, a little bit more than gas. However, as it turns out, I got lit early. I didn't get to do the part of my joke where it explains that my CDs are completely different than my act. So... I didn't mention my CDs at all, so I'm standing there. One person comes up and goes, with her kid, hey, I'd like to buy a CD. I'm like, well, I have to tell you. Like, I know it was all Disneyland and good times up there, but the CD is really vulgar. And she's like, oh. I'm like, and there was me talking myself out of $5.
Why don't you make a set of CDs that is cleaner?
Because I have yet to pay off this set of CDs, so...
So you're not going
to... I'm not exactly rushing back into the CD world.
Do you think those other CDs, cleaner CDs, would sell better?
No idea. I mean, other comedians sell dirty CDs, but I think they have a dirty act, so I'm not really sure. I may have a CD deal in the works, but I may have jinxed it by not... I haven't gotten back to the guy because I would need to actually record a new CD, and that seems to be a expensive/difficult-to-do process. But if I ever do record it, it'll be available, I think, to buy online or at iTunes and shit like that, and so there'll be a link.
Link! Not yet, though.
Not yet. But it could be in process. If enough people say that they're interested, I'll keep pressing forward.
I'm interested.
See, I try and get the fan base excited? So two people are going to go, I might.
Onward, Christian soldiers!
What the fuck?
You know that you just got the... you got two different songs connected there, right?
Oh, did I? I don't know.
Yeah, you were singing the was it the Marine fight song or something like that? From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Of that
with the words of the other thing.
Yeah,
gotcha.
No one doesn't worry about specifics and bullshit like that.
All right, just checking.
That's for other motherfuckers.
That's right. Keep it.
Oh,
right.
So did you see The Expendables or did you see Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Tancast movie reviews.
I saw The Expendables.
I'm glad you answered in song.
I Me did. Too.
And how was it?
It was okay. It was what.
Am I right in thinking we've seen exactly as much of Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger as there is to see in that movie?
Oh yeah, I knew that going into it.
I was wondering if maybe there was some secret surprise that they, you know. And
nope.
There's even more Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis at the end, but we're not showing that in the trailer.
Spoiler, that was it. Fucking,
figures.
Yeah, to me it was totally pointless. I mean, they made a funny joke, you know, at Arnold's expense. But for most parts, like, Bruce Willis didn't need to be there. Arnold, you know, he was there for that punchline, but that was about it. Like, he basically came in, said, oh, I'm not going to do that job, and then walked out. That was it. I'm like, really? That's what you got him for? And you know they had some, you know, him and Slipfester had some back and forth banter. I mean, it was what you expect. It was some action, people getting shot. There's some goriness at the beginning, but then it kind of tapered off. I expect Scott Pilgrim to be better.
Now you saw the A-Team, yes?
I did.
Would you say it was better or worse than the A-Team?
I would say it is better than no. I would say the A-Team is better.
Okay.
So it's worse than the A-Team. Just because,
go.
Even though I didn't like B.A. Baracus, you know, they had funny banter, you know, and they had some pretty cool action, like the scene with the helicopter. That's in the preview. That was a pretty cool scene. So, yeah, I would say overall A-Team is better.
All right. Then I'm probably going to wait for video on Expendables. Still interested in Scott Pilgrim. I think my wife is barely interested in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Expendables is, I mean, you know, there's some explosions and shit, but it's not something you have to see in the movie theater because you can just see it at my house, baby.
I was just going to say, maybe I could convince Noah to show it on his awesome projector of projector awesomeness.
Mm-hmm. Although...
Now...
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you have a sound system to go along with that projector?
Yeah, I got a surround sound system.
Nice.
I got the whole shebang.
You may have said that while I was looking up the fakeness of the KFC thing.
I think I did. I only have a love seat, though, so I need to work out some better... A better
I'll sit
senior.
On your lap.
No,
or you
will not.
You can sit on mine.
No,
oh,
you will not.
Now it's a movie.
Who's got the popcorn? Oh, there's a hole in the bottom of the bucket.
Hot buttered popcum.
Ew. I put my special sauce on it. And I sprinkled it with walnuts.
Gotta sprinkle walnuts on it.
My brother was telling me the story about, I guess Reno has this big barbecue cook-off thing every year. And he'd go in there with another couple. Like, it was a whole bunch of, like, groups of couples. And there was one specific couple, I guess, that was kind of being a bit shitty to some other people. So, and my brother managed to get a key to their room. So he said he went in there and took, like, the nastiest shit in their toilet. And then, and it's Reno during the summer, he switched from AC to heater and cranked the system all the way up to the max. I was like, dude, you left the turd? He's like, nah, I flushed it. I was like, you didn't do an upper decker? It's very sad. He was like this close to greatness. That was almost one of the greatest pranks ever.
Next time.
Especially when like they come in, he's got an upper decker just sitting in there brewing, and they're like, it smells like shit in here, but the bowl's clean.
And it's hot.
It's so hot and smelly in here.
Oh, when I was at, I stopped at KFC on the way back from Carlsbad, San Diego, and I was like, I ordered a meal or whatever. I ordered the big box thing. And they're like, you get two sides. I'm like, well, I have mashed potatoes and baked beans. And she goes, we have green beans. I was like, how? On what fucking planet is that the same thing?
And where do they fucking get green beans?
Exactly.
I think they make really good baked beans. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, I love their baked. That was one of the things I was most excited about doing. I mean, getting was the baked beans. And they're like, how about green beans? I was like, lady, just because they have the word beans in them doesn't make them the same thing.
How about human beans? How about you just turn around, kill the cook, dump them in the vat of fucking skin fat, and then hand me that? Delicious.
I'm like, if I ask for butter and you give me peanut butter, I'm going to punch you in the larynx. No?
Peanut butter is delicious.
The larynx punching? Peanut butter is delicious, but not if you specifically need butter for your needs.
Yeah.
Did I hear screaming?
Yeah, my my son, with all of the travel and everything, is being awfully grumpy. And one of my cats apparently saw the doors to the office close and was like, well, fuck that, and just shoved the office doors open as my son was being screamy out there. So my wife was trying to be very quiet and close the doors.
Wait, how did your cat just open the door?
She's strong, and she's huge.
But it doesn't have, like, a latch?
No, it's one of those, like French doors. So, like, you know, the one side opens, the other side opens.
I was like,
and it's got those little,
fuck?
Like, ball things that sort of push into little...
Testicle?
Yeah, no. So it's like you push it closed, and it, like, snaps closed. Because the little ball things, like, push into the receptacles at the top. But there's no, like, actual latch to hold it closed. But still, it's closed pretty good. But when she gets a good head of steam up, she comes in.
Train's coming. Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
That's that whoa, whoa.
What else did I see? I saw Youth in Revolt.
What's that?
That was a movie with Michael Cera. And he created alter ego Michael Cera.
Sarah?
Is it Sierra or Sarah?
Sarah.
Whatever.
Sarah.
He meets this girl. He likes her. But he, you know, the stars don't lie for them to be together, so he creates his alter ego so he'll get kicked out of his mom's so he can go to his dad's. And the alter ego is French. So he starts doing all this bad shit. All
right.
And it's kind of funny. It's kind of dark. A little bit dark. Has, the Goodfellas guy?
Joe Pesci?
Nah, the main guy that they follow around throughout most of the movie of Goodfellas.
I've never seen Goodfellas.
Nor have I.
Shit.
The guy who was in... I can't think of his name.
Stuff. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
Ray Liotta?
Yeah, Ray Liotta. That guy.
Woo!
Yeah, he's in it.
I did it.
Zach Galifianakis is in it for a little bit. Your wife's favorite guy's in it, Tim, Justin Long.
Oh, yeah. He was in Funny People, very briefly, which I saw recently.
Was
Must
he?
Have.
Yeah. It was one of the Adam Sandler movies that his character made that were similar to actual Adam Sandler movie. It was whatever. He got turned into a baby, so it was a baby with Adam Sandler's head. Justin Long was his friend talking, or his older brother talking, his younger brother talking to him.
Whew! I knew you'd get it right eventually.
Well, because the joke in the scene is like that the younger brother has to wipe his ass, and Adam Sandler's like, "I wiped your ass when you were a kid, so you're gonna have to wipe mine now."
That was a pretty good Adam Sandler impression.
Well, thank you.
So I mean, it was all right. It was interesting because, like, he kept doing this worse and worse shit. I'm like, how the fuck is he gonna get out of this? Also has Steve Buscemi in it, playing his dad, Michael Cera's dad.
Uh huh.
So overall, I would say it was mildly funny. Justin Long was a drug addict, not drug addict, druggy.
Oh, my wife wouldn't have liked that.
No.
Like some clean cut and nerdy.
I think that's
I saw with my last one of my last things we taped off of HBO before we or you know DVR'd off HBO before we lost it was Street Kings, starring Keanu Reeves, the guy who plays House, whose name is not coming to me right now. Forest Whitaker's in it.
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, yes. Hugh Laurie basically plays House as an internal affairs officer. I realized he was going so bald.
Oh yeah.
Hugh Laurie's losing a lot of, like, you don't notice it as much in House, but in this movie, it's just like, Jesus Christ, dude, you're going bald.
I think, I've seen it in House, but yeah, they don't do a lot of back shots of him.
Oh, and also the guy who plays, I think, Johnny Storm. That's the guy from Fantastic Four who's also, like, the Human Torch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in it. The opening scene is just Keanu Reeves, like, going through his morning routine. Until he gets to it, like, you know, it's the entirety of the credits. Like, you're just following him, and, you know, he's supposed to be, you know, acting without saying anything. If there was anybody less suited to acting without saying anything, it's Keanu goddamn Reeves. I'm like, I don't know what emotion he's either tired, or he's grumpy, or he's elated, or he either won or lost the lottery. I'm not sure.
I've seen that movie.
I have too.
I'm sorry.
You thought it was bad?
It was all right.
That's what I thought. It was all right. It was no Training Day. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
I never saw
it seemed like
day.
Training Day light.
Training afternoon?
Yeah.
Training brunch?
Training brunch.
Noah wins.
I think that's all I got for shit I've seen.
I've seen things.
Andy?
I've seen them with my eyes. You guys pray for my soul. I mean, you know, if either of you
I've
believe
seen things,
in souls.
I've seen them with my eyes.
I've seen song? Things. They're often in disguise, like parrots, handbags, cheese, weddings. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we'll link that.
Please do.
Yes.
Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Pray for my soul, if you believe that I have one. Because we've got Transformers 2 Revenge of the Fallen sitting on the TiVo waiting for us.
It was on HBO, and I watched a couple minutes of it. I was like, I actually watched... Oh, never mind. It's a spoiler alert. I watched a main character have something major happen to him or her. There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Excellent. Way to narrow it down. Was that exciting?
No.
Is that why you stopped watching?
Yeah. Well, that and just principle. I was like, all right, well, even if it's free, I shouldn't be watching this.
I'm going to watch it someday.
Oh, shit. Then don't read the IM I just sent you on Yahoo.
I'm sure it resolves itself.
There's the link. I've seen things, I've seen them with my eyes. Yeah, I don't know what part of the movie it was, how far through the movie or whatever, but we switched on the TV when we got back to the hotel last night. And I realized, like, John Turturro was up
Jesus
on screen,
Christ!
And then, like, Megan Fox was on screen. I was like, oh, that's Transformers.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, did you have the same problem I did, Noah, where that was you clicked on that Weebles thing and it was just obnoxiously loud?
Yes. Click on the link, yeah.
Holy God.
I was like, ah!
It's like, Zane's like, so we had this thing where,
I've seen things, yeah, I've seen them with like, my eyes. I've seen so things, you're bleeding out your ears.
oh, forget Andy's soul, pray for mine.
Yeah, so that's about it. But
I'm sad I'm going to miss the next season of Real Time with Bill Maher now that I don't have HBO anymore.
That's sad.
You can get other ways, my friend. There are other
avenues. Yeah, fortunately, people seem to upload it illegally in parts on YouTube hours after it airs. So.
Yeah, I'm seriously considering getting rid of Showtime and HBO and possibly knocking my DirecTV back, like, way, 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 way back and doing like Noah, just going the Netflix route.
Netflix and antenna and home DVR. Doing it.
Yep. That may be the way to go.
I don't think I would ever go back to cable either.
Like, if you went back, you would go to, like, one of the Dish networks or something like that?
No, I don't think I would ever go back to a paid TV service.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's shows I do like to watch that are on channels that are only on cable, but there's other ways to get them. And I think it also keeps me from just watching TV mindlessly. Like, when I had a DVR, I would just record shit that I didn't really care about and just sit there and watch it. And now...
I find that I watch the internet more mindlessly than I watch television. I mean, granted, you're actually a little more mindful because you have to keep searching out stuff, but, like... I feel I can waste more time on the internet than I can watching. Like, you get just bored watching television. Like, fuck it. I don't really care what these zombies do.
I mean, that may be the case. Maybe that time I spent doing that has just shifted.
Yeah.
Mine is I'm not accusing you of anything, sir.
I mean, yeah, because I do spend a lot of time reading RSS feeds. That's where I find out all the facts.
Well, there you go.
And listen to podcasts.
Well, I feel we're winding down, and we didn't really get in a croc moment this week, so this is, again... from the Tancast Facebook page, sent in by Chelsea. A little something, something. Mm-hmm. Just for Andy. I've seen things, I've seen
them with my eyes. Because Andy likes to wear Crocs.
He's the Croc Master. Kristen from Nostalgia goes, I think you guys are just a little too hard. You're just a little over the top on Andy about his Crocs. Like, he only has one pair. I was like, but he still has them. He could have thrown them away at any point. Like, they're not the key to some ancient buried treasure. They weren't some family heirloom. At any moment, he could be like, you know what? It is not worth the hassle.
But we really stop.
That's not the point, Noah.
I don't think we would. And we probably would just
the
think
point
he was lying.
Andy's in love with his Crocs.
We'd be like, oh, Andy, you're just lying to get us to stop making fun of you.
We don't believe you really threw them away.
You probably actually bought a second pair. That's what you actually did.
You're probably wearing them now.
You guys do realize that your solution for the claim that you're being too tough on me for the Crocs is to explain that you're not being too tough and then be tougher.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. That was Tim's. I don't think
you're
I made
on board, Noah. Don't act like, I'm just fucking sitting here. I didn't agree with what he said or add on it, throw any gasoline on that fire. I was just sitting back drinking a mint julep.
I'm saying we would still make fun of you no matter if you got rid of them or not. You bought them at one point, and that's good enough for me.
Crocky, crocky, crocky is good enough for me.
thought you were saying croc geek for a second.
I was trying to say C is for cookie is good enough for me, but I was actually singing the tune of the dreidel song. I had Noah disease there for a minute.
C is for cocky, which is good enough for me.
I have a little cock meat. It's small and made of clay.
Now Andy has Noah disease. I couldn't hear what the fuck he was just doing.
That's okay. You hear it on editing.
Hey, I think
it will not be worth it.
No.
More than likely.
It's not. I heard it. well, I think I need to go help my wife with dinner.
Yes, I need to go heat up the oven, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Put a little bun in the oven. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Giggity, 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 giggity. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for dealing with another episode of bullshit.
Sticking with it.
If you made it to the end, congratulations. You're now a little dumber for having listened to Tancast.
That's right. I don't think I have any recipes. Nope, I don't. But
that's okay. I got no interest.
That was a good one, Andy.
Thank you.
I hate you.
Well delivered.
Next week I'm going to try vegan soul food.
So there you go. That sounds completely wrong.
Vegan soul food. Soul food.
Yeah. Doesn't sound any better when you enunciate.
That sounds like an oxymoron. Like there can be no, there's no vegans with soul. Hey, my brother, what it is? You got some sprouts in this motherfucker? Shit.
Tofu.
Word, tofu like a motherfucker.
They got
Don't talk to Jamal. He's a jive tofurkey.
All right, everyone stop talking because that's the perfect way to end.
All right, good night.
Nailed it.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
So you can have big snot bubbles blowing out like Blair Witch?
Blair. I did not think that movie was as good as everyone else did.
Like Blair Witch?
Not as much. Like, it's been so built up that I was like, that was not as scary.
You like everything. How did you not like
everything?
Blair Witch?
I watch everything. I don't like everything.
You do. You're like, it was fine. It was good. Never like, that was shit. You didn't like Romy Michelle and Transformers, and that's the only two things.
It wasn't shit, but it just wasn't with the hype. Didn't live up to the hype.
Your mama didn't live up to the hype.
Fair enough. Faggot. Someone's breathing. Oh, I'm sure more than one of us breathing. I hear someone breathing, though.
Andy, is that just me? I couldn't hear a word he just said.
I heard something someone's breathing.
I said someone is breathing.
You said more than that, though, because I heard many more words, but I just couldn't figure out what they were.
The gist of it was I heard someone breathing, and I just said it multiple times.
Why are you so quiet, Noah?
I don't know. Skype may be recording for the wrong thing. It seems to have been doing that lately.
No, you don't sound like you're all echoey and
shit. Yeah. It just sounds like your volume is way down.
Well, that's my volume. I don't think... Hold on. Is that better?
I don't know. Say something at your regular volume.
I'd say I'm at regular volume.
But, like, talk.
No, there you are. That's your regular volume. Like, is that better? Is you trying to talk to us? This is you normally talking.
Is that better? Is that better? Is that better?
Say something longer.
Is that better? Is that better? Is that better? I'm saying a fucking lot, douchebag.
It's six words.
So? I'm saying over and over again.
Is that better? Is that better? Is that better? I'm not turning up my volume. I'm just speaking louder.
See, the way your volume works is you're talking, and then you get disinterested with what you're saying midway through it, and your volume starts to get quieter as you talk.
Is that better?
Fuck it.